Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. Today we're going to be dealing with chapter number 21, which is the Proverbs. And upon completion of this chapter, you're going to be able to name the author of the book of Proverbs, identify to whom the book of Proverbs was written, state the purpose for the book of Proverbs, write the key verse of the book of Proverbs from memory, and state the life and ministry principle that is found in the book of Proverbs. As an introduction, the author was Solomon, the son of King David, and he wrote most of the Proverbs. And it was recorded in 1 Kings 4:32 that Solomon spoke 3,000 Proverbs under the inspiration of God. Some of these are preserved for us by the Holy Spirit. And in the book of Proverbs, two chapters in Proverbs are written by authors with another name. Agur wrote chapter 30. Lemuel wrote chapter 31. And some of the Proverbs Solomon set in order himself. This means he not only wrote them, but he also arranged them in the order in which they are presented in the Bible. Other Proverbs of Solomon were put in their order by King Hezekiah's men. To whom? It was written to Israel, but the truths for practical living are applicable to all believers. The purpose of this book are given in Proverbs 1, 1 through 6, so you want to read them in your Bible. And also an introduction to Proverbs is given in Ecclesiastes 12, 8 through 14. So read this passage in your Bible as well. The key verse is found in chapter 3, verse 13. The life and ministry principle are this. Vertical wisdom is necessary for horizontal living. Proverbs is a collection of wise principles given by God to man, vertical, to govern living with others, which is horizontal. The main characters are the author, Solomon, King Lemuel, and Agur. The woman, apart from God, is called the strange woman. And the final chapter of Proverbs presents a contrast to her by describing the virtuous woman who knows God. So the word Proverbs means a brief saying instead of many books. And each verse in Proverbs is a concise summary of an important truth. Now, it's difficult to make a general outline of the book because each chapter is sometimes each verse within the chapter deals with a different subject. And the reason for writing these brief sayings or Proverbs is to condense wisdom to help us remember spiritual truths better. The Proverbs are short summaries of great spiritual truths, and here you're going to be able to see the general outline of the book. So, Roman numeral 1, the introduction that starts in chapter 1 and 1 through 6. Roman numeral 2, lessons on wisdom, starting at chapter 1, verse 7. Point A, the call to wisdom, chapter 1, verse 7. Point B, the rewards of wisdom, chapter 2, verse 1. And C, praise of divine wisdom. That's chapter 8, starting in verse 1. Roman numeral number 3, miscellaneous proverbs of Solomon set in order himself, chapter 10, starting in verse 1. From this chapter through chapter 25 are various observations about Christian virtues and their opposite sinful attitudes and responses. Roman numeral number 4, collections of proverbs of wise men. It's chapter 22, starting in verse 17. Roman numeral number 5, proverbs of Solomon set in order by Hezekiah scribes. It's starting in chapter 25, starting in verse 1. And point number A, observations about kings, quarrels, and relationships with others. That's chapter 25, starting in verse 1. Point B, comments on fools, sluggards, and busybodies. Chapter 6, starting in verse 1. Point number C, self-love, true love, offenses, thoughts on household care are starting in chapter 27, starting in verse 1. Point D, contrasts of the wicked and the righteous. Chapter 28, starting in verse 1. And point number E, proverbs about public government and private affairs. Chapter 29, starting in verse 1. In Roman numeral number 6, we have a proverb of Agur, which are confessions and instructions, and that's chapter 30, starting at verse 1. And then in Roman numeral number 7, a proverb of Lemuel, a lesson in chastity and temperance, the praise of a good wife, and that's starting in chapter 31, verse 1. So that's it for this lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me for the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.